none but the hungry heart. 9:17. Chastening equals child training. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous. Hebrews 12:11. Our Father chastens us for our own profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. We are not chastened because we deserve it, but because we need it, and there is no wrath in his child training. Many have the wrong idea of that word chastening. We think perhaps that it represents God as having a big stick in his hand and knocking us about all the time. You have only to make a mistake and down comes the big stick. That, of course, is a totally wrong conception of the Father, and it is not at all what the word means. The word chastening simply means child training, which has to do with sonship. Sonship in our Father's mind is to have people who are reliable and responsible, who know in their own hearts what is right and what is wrong, and do not have to be constantly told and admonished. We should always look at our difficulties in the light of this training. It often seems that the life of a Christian is more difficult than any other life, and more trouble comes to us than to anyone else. Whether we recognize it or not, these difficulties and troubles which come to us are to train us for something and to develop in us the spirit of sonship, that is, to develop spiritual intelligence and spiritual ability in us. One of the main purposes of all the Father's dealings with us is to bring us into a greater knowledge of his Son. We never know anything about greatness unless we have a great need to know it. Therefore, we are brought into situations where we must know something much greater than we already know. This is why our Father brings his children into difficult circumstances, that they may learn how great their Lord Jesus is. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them who are exercised by it. Hebrews 12:11.